Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for Jesus, amen, who can heal your body, who can save you, who can help you right where you are, amen. So we thank God for Jesus, the one that God sent, his only begotten son, to save a dying world, to save us, amen. All we have to do is believe and receive in the mighty name of Jesus. So welcome on tonight to Wednesday night Bible study. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Amen. Let us pray as we enter in. We thank God for this opportunity that we can come once again to receive boldly. Amen. To the throne room of grace. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We can receive from you great and mighty. Oh, Lord, we come with all faith on one accord, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we come to be changed on tonight, oh, God. So, Lord, we ask that you do a new thing in us, forth, and to us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit that we can receive from you on tonight, oh, Lord. Father God, your word says if anyone lack wisdom, oh, God, that we can come and ask, oh, God, and if you will bless us, oh, God, with wisdom, amen. So we come asking for your wisdom, oh, Lord, for divine revelation and knowledge, oh God, of your word, so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God's sight. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us and be engrafted on our hearts and on our mind, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, amen, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. And Father God, we come praying with a heart of repentance on tonight, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness, and we forgive those who have hurt us, abandoned us, mistreated us, lied on us, lied to us, talked about us, rejected us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We forgive them, oh Lord, and we ask that you forgive them and help them, oh God, to turn from their sinful practices and evil doings of this world, that they may receive Jesus, that they may be saved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just say thank you, Lord. And Father God, we ask, oh God, for forgiveness right now. By faith, we receive our forgiveness according to 1 John 1 and 9 right now. And our cleanses of all unrighteousness to the intrinsic and quantum level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we come against right now the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his name we come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit right now, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of distraction, frustration, procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit of death, premature death. We come against the spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, oppression, depression, anxiety, fear, worry. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death. We come against every spirit of addiction, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of bitterness, spirit of anger and rage, amen. We come against the spirit, every fighting spirit, spirit of mammon, hallelujah, every gossiping spirit, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come out of us, come off of us right now, and we decree and declare this deliverance, amen, and we enter in with all faith, receiving the word of God, amen. Amen. The planted word, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare victory over our lives, amen, and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Lord, we thank you for your word is true. We bless your holy name as we enter in on tonight, that we may receive the lesson of God and apply it, oh God, according to your plan and your purpose and your will for our life. So we bind our will to your will right now, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and our mind to the mind of Christ. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over this Bible study and lesson, amen, that all that will come on this line to hear it will receive it now or in the future. For you are omnipotent, omnipresent, and we thank you, Lord God, that your word is established on earth and in heaven. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God on tonight. I want us to lift up Sister Connie Northern and her family. We just want to pray some of our dead and spirits. Pray God will continue to heal, bless, and guide and direct all that's in her family, all that she loves and concerned about. And hallelujah, my family as well. Amen. And all that we need to trust in God more and walk in expectation that God is doing it. Amen. If somebody said, yet while we're still praying, while we're still speaking, God is already answering. Amen. So we thank God for answered prayers. Amen. So glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're tuning in tonight online, welcome. And those of you who are called in tonight, welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you have your Bibles with you as it is Bible study. And I want to go directly to the Bible, to the Word of God. Amen. The mouth of his apostles that he had anointed, amen, for such a time, poured out his spirit into to spread the gospel, the good news, amen, that we can have a way of knowing how to live. So we're going to go to the book of Ephesians on tonight. As we talk about the heading in your Bible, should read the unity in the body of Christ, walking in unity. I've seen so much division in the body of Christ, and we have called to be unified. We've called to be one, for all is important in the body of Christ. Though the body has different members, but all is important. And I just pray for unity, amen. It's so much separation and division and confusion in the body of Christ that is causing others to detour, amen. It's causing others to sway away from becoming unified in the body of Christ because they're looking at the church, hallelujah, and seeing all the chaos and the division, hallelujah, in the church that people are looking at and saying, I don't want to be a part of anything like that. If this is what Christ is about, I might as well stay in the world. And we are not of this world. And we have to remember that those of us that are in Christ, though we live in this world, we are not from this world. And we should not allow the worldly things to get on the inside of us that we start to begin to act worldly, which cause a division in the body of Christ. Amen. So when we look in Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to go through Ephesians, and I'll take you to other parts of the Bible as well tonight, but I want to hit on this particular area of the Bible, the book of Ephesians, because it specifically talks about the unity in the body of Christ and walking in unity. And I'm going to read here in chapter 4. The Bible says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, and I'm coming from the New King James Version as you follow me, so it may read a little different from your Bible, depending on what translation that you are following in. So the Bible says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. Verse 5 says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all. Amen. In all, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I want to stop right there so we can have an understanding of this, because one thing about the Bible is for us to apply the Word of God to our life. It's about life application. It's not just reading the Word or hearing the Word, but now being a doer of the Word and applying the Word of God to our life. So when we look at the scriptures here, amen, in verses 1 through 6, see, God has chosen us to be Christ's representatives on earth. In light of this truth, Apostle Paul challenges us to live lives worthy of the calling we have received. Hallelujah. So see, we have received a calling, church. See, the awesome privilege of being called Christ's very own. This includes humility, lowliness, gentleness, patience, long-suffering, understanding, bearing with one another. Bearing with one another. Amen. Hallelujah. In love. And peaceful, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. People are watching your life. They are watching us. And you see, if you're on Facebook or any social media, you see people that the title apostle and prophetess and pastor, and but they don't look like they're in Christ, and that Christ is in them. And we have to be careful and be mindful. People are watching your life, watching our life. And the thing we want to ask ourselves is, can they see Christ
in us? Can they see Christ in you? And how well are we, amen, as the body of Christ, doing as his representative? We have to ask ourselves that. We have to come to ourselves, amen, talk to ourselves and say, how am I doing as a representative of the body of Christ? Amen. When we look at these verses here I just read in verse 1 through 6 here, if you're just now getting on with us in Ephesians 4, as we're talking about the unity in the body of Christ. There is one body, says Apostle Paul. Unity does not just happen when we have to work at it. See, often differences among people can lead to division, but this should not be true in the church. See, instead of concentrating on what divides us, we should remember what unites us. One body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. So have you learned to appreciate people who are different from you? Can you see how their differing gifts and viewpoints can help the church as it does God's work? See, learn to enjoy the way we members of Christ's body complement one another. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. See, and now no one is ever going to be perfect here on earth. We have to understand that we're not perfect. We fall down, but we get back up again. So we must accept and love others, Christians, in spite of their faults. So when we see faults in our other fellow believers, or in fellow believers, we should be patient and gentle. Is there someone whose actions or personality really annoys you? Rather than dwelling on that person's weakness or looking for faults, pray for him or her. Then do even more. Spend time together and see if you can learn to like that person, like him or her. You know, I've seen things that people do on Facebook, and I'll go to them and say, sister, a brother, I don't do that. Don't, you know, take that down. And I saw you doing this, and, you know, we're in Christ, and is that a good representation of Christ? You know, and we have to be careful because you have many, when you're talking about social media, you're talking about millions of people, thousands of people, people around you, people you know, people that look up to you or have been following you and following you, giving the word, and you can taint the word of God by how you're living, what you're putting out there. We got to understand it because they're looking at you. We're the vessels that God is using to flow through. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we look at verse 3, church, to build unity is one of the Holy Spirit's important roles. He leads, but we have to be willing to be led and to do our part to keep the peace. We do that by focusing on God and not ourselves. Many of us are so focused on ourselves. We're not focused on God. Well, I got to be this day and this got to be that, and I can't. No, we got to focus on what God is saying, what God is calling us to do, and not ourselves. Okay? Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go to verse 7 here and verse 8. The Bible says in verse 7 and 8 in Ephesians chapter 4, but to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. So when we look at these scriptures, see, all believers in Christ belong to one body, and all are united under one head. We agree on that. And Christ himself, amen? So each believer has God-given abilities that can strengthen the whole body. So your special ability may seem small or large, but it is yours to use in God's service. So as God, hallelujah, ask God to act, ask God to use you. I'm sorry, ask God to use your unique gifts to contribute to the strength and health of the body of believers. Amen. See, God is above all. This shows his overruling care, transcendence. He is through all and in all. This shows his active presence in the world and in the lives of believers. Amen. And any view of God that violates either his transcendence, you all, or his immanence, you all, does not paint a true picture of God. When, hallelujah, in verse 8, therefore he says, when he ascended on earth, He led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. In Psalm 68:18, God is pictured as a conqueror marching to the gates and taking tribute from the fallen city. Apostle Paul uses that picture to teach that Christ in his crucifixion and resurrection was victorious over Satan. So when Christ ascended to heaven, he gave gifts to the church, some of which Paul discusses in the next verses, in verse 11 and 13, that we're going to cover. Amen. So let's read verse 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13 here. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9, that now this he ascended. What does it mean that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Amen. Verse 11 said, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints of the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And I'm going to read 14 on to 16. 14 says that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. Verse 16, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So when we look at the scriptures, yes, we're talking about the unity in the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So here the lower parts of the earth may be, one, the earth itself, lowly by comparison to heaven, and two, the grave, or three, Hades. And many believe Hades is the resting place of souls between death and resurrection. So however we understand that Christ is Lord of the whole universe, past, present, and future. Nothing or no one is hidden from him. See, the Lord of all came to earth and faced death to rescue all people. No one is beyond his reach. We need to understand that no one is beyond his reach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the reason to shout. Amen. When we look at scriptures here, 11, 12, and 13, so our oneness in Christ does not destroy our individuality. See, the Holy Spirit has given each Christian special gifts for building up the church. Now that we have these gifts, it is crucial to use them. The question is, are you spiritually mature, exercising the gifts of God that God has given you? If you know what your gifts are, look for opportunities to serve. If you don't know, ask God to show you, perhaps with the help of your minister or your Christian friends, amen, those of us are in Christ, amen, the body of Christ. Then as you begin to recognize your special area of service, use your gifts to strengthen and encourage the church. Hallelujah. See, when we look at verse 12 and 13 here, God had given his church an enormous responsibility to make disciples in every nation. So this involves preaching, teaching, healing, nurturing, giving, administering, building, and many other tasks. So if we had to fulfill this command as individuals, we might as well give up without trying. And see, it would be impossible. But God calls us as members of his body. Amen. So some of us can do one task and some can do another. So together we can obey God more fully than any of us could alone. So it is a human tendency to overestimate what we can do by ourselves and to underestimate what we can do as a group. But as the body of Christ, we can accomplish more together than we could ever dream, amen, that we could ever dream possible working by ourselves. So working together, the church can express the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. 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 See, Christ is the truth. We know it as the Bible says in John 4:16, and the Holy Spirit who guides the church is the Spirit of truth. Satan, by contrast, is the father of lies. Understand that he is the father of lies. All followers of Christ, we must be committed to the truth. This means both that our words should be honest and that our actions should reflect Christ's integrity. And speaking the truth in love is not always easy or convenient or pleasant, but it is necessary if the church is going to do Christ's work in the world. Amen? Hallelujah. See, some Christians fear that any mistakes will destroy their witness for the Lord. They see their own weaknesses, but and they know that many non-Christians seem to have stronger character than they do. So how can we grow in Christ? The answer is that Christ forms us into a body, amen, into a group of individuals who are united in their purpose and in their love for one another and for the Lord. So if an individual stumbles, the rest of the group is there to pick him or her up and help him or her walk with God again. Again, we fall down, but we get back up again. And sometimes we can't get up by ourselves, but we're here, one in the body of Christ, to help each other get back up again, to get back in position, hallelujah, and run the race, amen, that God has called us to run in Christ Jesus. So if an individual sins, he or she can find restoration through the church. Hallelujah. So even as the rest of the body continues to witness to God's truth, as part of Christ's body, do you reflect part of Christ's character and carry out your special role in his work? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself that. Amen. Do you? Hallelujah. Do you carry out your special role in his works? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to open up the lines for any questions here once I finish chapter 4 here. If you have any questions or comments, write them down, and I'll be answering those. Amen. Now, verse 17 through 24 reads, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was according to God in true righteousness and holiness." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we look at the scripture and it says living in the futility of their mind refers to the natural tendency of human beings to think their way away from God. Intellectual pride, rationalizations, and excuses all keep people from God. Don't be surprised if people can't grasp the gospel. The gospel will seem foolish to those who forsake faith and rely on their own understanding. People should be able to see a difference between Christians and non-Christians because of the way Christians live. So that means that they should be able, we as the body of Christ, should be able to see the difference from how we live and how they live of the non-believer, the non-Christian. We should not look like them. We should not walk like them. We should not be talking like them. We should not be acting like them. We are to walk as children of light. Apostle Paul told the Ephesians to leave behind the old life of sin since they were followers of Christ Jesus. See, living the Christian life is a process. I want us to understand it. It's a process. Although we have a new nature, we don't automatically think all good thoughts and express all right attitudes when we become new people in Christ. But, hallelujah, but if we keep listening to God, we will be changing all the time. Amen. As you look back over last year or last month, do you see a process of change for the better in your thoughts, in your attitudes, in your actions? So although change may be slow, it comes as you trust God to change you. Hallelujah. 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 And if you look in the book of Romans and Galatians and Colossians, you can get more information about the new nature as a believer. So you guys saying the new nature as a believer, they're now being changed as a believer, what your nature should look like. And compare and see, are you walking according to the word of Christ? Are you walking according to the new man, the new woman in Christ, as one that's unified with the body of Christ? The Bible says, if you be in Christ, if you be in me, I'll be in you. Hallelujah. 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 My Lord, my God, we thank God. When we look at verses 22 through 24, our old way of life before we believed in Christ is completely in the past. We should put it behind us like I tell people, like trash. When you put out the trash, and the trash people come, the trash man come, the city come, and they pick it up, and they take it away, and they haul it away, you know, like that. You don't go running by and say, hey, I want to get that back. Or, you know, the next week, hey, y'all picked up my stuff last week, and I want to get that back, you know. So we leave it there in the past and let it be thrown away to never pick it up again. This is both a once and for all decision when we decide to accept Christ's gift of salvation, and also a daily conscious commitment. We are not to be driven by desire and impulse. We must put on the new road, head in the new direction, and have the new way of thinking that the Holy Spirit gives. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to drop down and I'm going to read verses 25 to 32, and then we'll open up the line for any questions or comments. Amen. The Bible says, verse 25 through, therefore putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. And I want to stop right there, because what happens is there's a lot of lying going on in the church about each other to get one to side with you, to cause division in the church. Lying to each other disrupts unity by creating conflicts and destroying trust. It tears down relationships, and it leads to open warfare in a church. I want us to understand that, church. Why it's so important that we stay unified in Christ. Verse 26 says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. How many of us have allowed the sun to go down on our wrath? We're mad. It's been a week. It's been a month. It's been a year. But the Bible says those of us that are in Christ, come on now, we are unified in Christ in one body. Be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Verse 27 says, nor give place to the devil. So the Bible doesn't tell us that we shouldn't feel angry, but it points out that it is important to handle our anger properly. If vented thoughtlessly, anger can hurt others and destroy relationships. If bottled up inside, it can cause us to become bitter and destroy us from within. Apostle Paul tells us to deal with our anger immediately in a way that builds relationships rather than destroy them. So if we nurse our anger, we will give Satan an opportunity to divide us, to divide us. I'm telling you, to divide us, because the Bible tells us he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what he wants to do. And the question is, are you angry with someone right now? Is somebody angry with right now? What can you do to resolve your differences? Don't let the day end before you begin to work on mending your relationship. Sometimes it's hard. I'm going to be mad. God's going to forgive me because I'm not about to. I'm upset, and I'm going to stay like this right now until they do this, 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 and that. We have to come out of that. Amen. We have to come out of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read on. The Bible says in verse 28, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Verse 29 said, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impact grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Hallelujah. We're talking about the unity in the body of Christ, and this is what we're supposed to do. This is how we're supposed to live our lives. Amen. This is what we're supposed to do. Amen. Let all bitterness and wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So when we look at the scriptures here, hallelujah, we can grieve the Holy Spirit by the way we live. Apostle Paul warns us against unwholesome language, bitterness, improper use of anger, brawling and slander, and bad attitudes toward others. Instead of acting that way, we should be forgiving just as God has forgiven us. Hallelujah. Are you grieving or pleasing God with your attitudes and actions? See, act in love toward your brothers and sisters in Christ, just as God acted in love by sending his son to die for your sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the Holy Spirit within us is a seal, our guarantee that we belong to God. When we wrap up here in verse 32, again it says, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. This is Christ's law of forgiveness as taught in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We also see it in the Lord's Prayer that says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. God does not forgive us because we forgive others, but solely because of his great mercy. Amen. So as we come to understand his mercy, however, we will want to be like him. Having received forgiveness, we will pass it on to others. Those who are unwilling to forgive have not become one with Christ. You have not. If you're not willing to forgive, you have not become one with Christ, who was willing to forgive even those who crucified him. He said, Lord, forgive them for they not know what they do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. At this time, if you have any questions or comments, we're going to take those at this time. We're going to take any questions or comments that you have at this time. Press 1. And if you're listening online, call in to 845-277-9213. That's 845-277-9213. Amen, amen. 845-277-9213. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for the lesson on tonight. We're going to wrap up here. Amen. Just our opportunity to receive the word of God. Being unified in Christ Jesus, amen, and living according to the word of God and being a representative of Christ because people are watching. If you got anything from this lesson on tonight, amen, I'll ask my mother, Sister Dillard. Mama, do you have any questions or comments on the lesson tonight?
No, it was a good lesson. I was following. It's a good lesson. That's the part on go mad with your anybody, try to forgive, you know, do say, well, I ain't going to forgive right now. I'm too pissed off, you know. So in order to be forgiven, you know, we got to forgive, even though it's hard. But we have to.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. The Bible says, if you don't forgive, that means you're not in Christ. It just tells you that. Those in Christ are quick to surrender forgiveness, to forgive. So that is... That is evidence that you are not in Christ because you're not willing to forgive. So it's important. If you're in Christ and you're not forgiven, then you're not fooling nobody but yourself.
Uh-huh.
So you have to be able to get up and go to church, sing in the choir, do everything, but they're out with unforgiveness and they are not in Christ. And Christ is not in them. And so we know the word of God. We have come again, Mama.
They go to church on Sunday, clap, shout, fall all through the aisles, get their tithes, and go home and cuss them out.
Uh-huh. Don't forgive him. And you have people that live with
yeah,
that.
No forgiveness.
I will die. I will die before I forgive you. I ain't going to forgive you. I'd rather die and be gone. And guess what? And they mean it too. And they have left this girl with that unforgiveness. And I forgive
him.
My Lord, my God. Amen. Thank you for being on with me tonight. Amen. And I thank God for being in the position. So much to tell you, say, oh, no, I'm tired. I want to lay down. And, oh, no, and you know what? I'll get on there next Wednesday. But I thank God for the word that was informed on tonight. It keeps me in a place of doing God's will. It keeps me in a place of living according to the word of God. When I fall down and get back up again, you know, by the word of God, I'm standing, bringing back to remembrance with the word of God, because it's speaking to me. You know, even in the study and the lesson and prayer, it's the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. And so I just thank I thank God for the word on tonight. Amen, amen. And one part of the scripture, amen, that I want to say again, probably wrap up here in our lesson, understanding in Ephesians 4 in verse 4, that there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. And we've been called in one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. So remember that. Remember that. We are part of the body of Christ. We're all part of God's body. So I thank you, Mother Dillon, Sister Dillon, for being on tonight. God bless you. We're going to close out here. If no one else has any questions or comments, we got to go ahead and wrap up here in prayer. So, Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we leave this life and never your presence. Lord, we know it's you that go with us, oh God, it's you that is with us, that will never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we pray, oh God, that all will come to know Christ Jesus and receive Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. It is our prayer that all be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the lesson on tonight. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. Oh, Lord, it's our prayer that we be the doers of your word, that we will operate with the spirit of obedience. So we know that your word says in obedience, there is blessing. But in disobedience comes curse. We thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us and that you have blessed no man can curse. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name for your help, oh God. It will help those in our family. Help those that we love and concerned about. We pray for healing, oh God, for ourselves and for those in our family and all that's connected us that are needing healing. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name to release your healing virtue, your healing anointing. Lord, we pray for restoration. Lord, that you restore us to the days of our youth, of our strength and every bone in our body. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, and every tissue. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we thank you, Lord. We decree and affirm the name of Jesus Christ that we're one body in Christ, amen, and one spirit. That we're one in hope and in calling, oh God. We thank you. We thank you for your love. Thank you. We decree and affirm that all is well with us. Thank you for blessing us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, Mama. Thank you for being on tonight. God bless everyone that's on the line. We'll be here on Wednesday, same time, same number. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.
God
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Have a good night. Love you.
Love you.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
One time, that's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see you
one time.
One, one.
back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that. Oh my grace.